the city piece to understand if there are or aren't gaps. I wonder if the next level of look at the city kind of fleshes out what the planning board's role is and isn't, and what the Harbor Management Commission's role is and isn't. Not in detail, but for those of us who aren't embroiled in that process, to understand where the city weighs in,
yep,
and with kind of what level of review. I'm not sure how best to do that. I leave it to you to contemplate, but
yep,
just a thought for the next level analysis.
Yep.
Because I'm a little bit unclear, too, on the scope of the city's authority in these areas.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, beyond the low water mark, is that where it ends? You know,
yes,
where does it begin and where does it end?
Yeah.
Or we know where it begins, but where does it end when you start going out into the harbor?
So where I think it ends is at the if you're doing a project that doesn't touch the land, then you're role is more from Matt's side or from the Harbor Management Commission side from a navigational perspective. And when you, and the planning board doesn't really have a role in those type of projects. But if you're doing a pier that, say, goes out 1,000 feet, that's touching the ground, and the planning board would have a review role in that type of project. So I think anything that sort of touches the land falls within the planning board review, at least as I understand it.
And permitting?
In a permitting role. Yep. Yeah.
I would question your first one there about aquaculture projects.
Okay.
I don't know that the city at this point has any role in that.
I think that, what did I try to do, aquaculture? Oh, I meant to say, I think it's less permitting and more...
It would be something that they would ask the city about, but there's no permit. There's no city permit.
Yep.
You know, one thing about that, though, is that there was an aquaculture project proposed here, and one way that towns do have a say in it is where they moor their boats, the service boats, and where they use for inlets and outlets. The municipality, they have, you know, all that land use control there.
Yep, I think just to sort of build on that is when you think about an aquaculture project for... The way that I'm writing it in this one is basically the aquaculture in the water. So where do you get the aquaculture lease? What's the process that goes and gets involved in the leasing of the land for aquaculture projects? But there's a land side component to any aquaculture project, and that would be where the city would come in from the permitting side.
And you also just said that on structures that are not connected to the land. I'm thinking of a breakwater that's out there in the middle of the harbor somewhere.
Yeah.
You said that the city planning process does not kick in for that. No. Yet it says that they are a permitter.
Well, it's the city. I could refine it a little bit, but the city would be, in my mind, like the harbor master or the
got it. Got
so
it.
If there's like a,
got
if it's a wave attenuator,
yeah,
that has two moorings, you're going to have to talk to the harbor master to get a mooring.
So really all it says in there, and this is what the crux of what we need to talk about. So I would like to know, as the harbor master, if an entity wants to build, say, a breakwater out there, the only thing in the ordinance that it says in Chapter 9, basically it can't impede on any channel or federal anchorage. So we need to really define that, I think, a little bit better. And personally, I think there should be a board, whether it goes in front of the Harbor Management Commission, and then to one of the other boards, I don't know, but there needs to be a mechanism in there so that we know, you know, the people that are working on the waterfront know who's going to apply for certain permits. Because as it stands right now, if they want to build something like that, they'll apply for, say, the Army Corps of Engineer permit. Eventually, it'll make it back to the Harbor Master, but that could be a year down the road.
So we talked at the very beginning of this committee life about the possibility of a marine construction ordinance. Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of thing that would address, make the city up front at the beginning of that?
Right, and I don't think it has to be really in-depth. But
yes. So I would ask you to hold off on what policies should or shouldn't be.
I'm just giving a broad overview.
No, but it's good.
Understood.
Yeah.
But that's what I view.
Yeah, identify what the need is. The need
right.
is to have, from your perspective, a body.
Mm-hmm.
to do it, and then let's resist the urge to get into the fix at this point in time until we notice folks on the outside that we're going to have a particular policy discussion.
Except that except we're sitting here looking at all these names and numbers and our eyes are glazing over, and what's the point? And the point is that we are discussing using this as a tool to discuss policy down the road.
Yeah, I think what I was going to suggest is that, you know, Matt brings up some really interesting topics when it relates to the regulatory structure of the harbor. And what we're using this tool is a way to identify what gaps there are in the regulatory framework of the harbor. But we can't, so we're going to be identifying what those are. We're going to be building on that set of information from where we are today.
Yeah, there's a difference between making a policy discussion and making policy notes.
I just want to tell you, we're making a note.
Jack, so I wonder if we start a list of where we see maybe gaps, and that would be a good gap.
I actually wrote "refine the gaps" right there, and so I wrote that down already.
Well, is a part of this for us to understand the jurisdiction that the feds have, that the state has, that the local government has? So ultimately, when we come up with some sort of a proposal, we'll be coming up with something that we can actually effectuate. We can't, as a local body, go into the jurisdiction area of the Fed or the state. We have to know what our limits are, I would think.
I think that's a
so
part
that's helpful.
Yep. That's a that. Part of what we're trying to do, is just to say, you know, yeah, here's where we are. Here's who regulates certain particular projects. Here's what we might not want to be getting into, although we're not making any judgments on that at this point. And it's really just to be able to kind of fall back on this structure and say, okay, you know, hey, we may be talking about some things down the road that we want to just understand. Like, how does that affect, the coastal wetlands? Now, do we need to worry about that? No, because we have the DEP, you know, we've already taken care of it. But I think it's, you know, the building blocks here are, you know, we're going to be taking some of this and saying, and building on what Matt is saying, but we're not completely
going
to dig into that.
I mean, I do suspect that when we do get down to the nuts and bolts of this plan, that we need to make sure that that issue of structures not connected to the land are really thoroughly looked at.
Yep.
I mean, this is only the beginning of the 21st century. Who knows what possibilities will exist 20 years from now, 2 weeks from now.
Right.
We don't want to be caught with our trousers down. The city doesn't want to be caught pantsless when it comes to those kind of things happening. And to have some kind of structure in place, I think, is what you're suggesting.
Right.
So I think this is a really important thing. This has come up enough in our past 5 months of meetings. So I think it's calling for attention in the final plan. That's all we're saying right now, I think.
Just to clarify for my own thinking, and I think it could get rather interesting, that in terms of structures not connected to the land or well beyond the low watermark, is it within our function to be able to say to the committee, you need to assume a regulatory role?
We could recommend to the city that the city...
Can they do that?
That the city develop that.
Well, I think what we would come up with that policy recommendation, perhaps, or strategy, but and maybe say through the, you know, whatever system makes sense. And it's probably not the planning board; that's not their role.
No,
the Harbor Management Commission has that role. So when we get to that, let's go back to the matrix and say, all right, how does this need define? You know, how does this matrix help us define our policy choices? And what are the, and again, I like the idea that there's sort of a regulatory net over the harbor. And are there any holes in the net that we need to kind of stitch up to make sure that, you know, some of the fish aren't getting through the net?
I do believe that that is something.
There's another question that's related to this is what you bring up is when somebody else already has some of that jurisdiction, are they willing to allow the city to take that jurisdiction or share that jurisdiction? That's where, when we get the questions, we have to then go back and do some more research, get a legal opinion from it, interview Army Corps of Engineers and say, I mean, I have had this discussion with Army Corps of Engineers. They can't understand why the city doesn't have a construction ordinance or policy. because they would rather partner with the city on these decisions rather than make the decisions for the city. So as we work through this process, that policy is going to take a lot more background information too, though.
Yeah, and I think also, you know, what the other point of the matrix is to be able to say, you know, there are a lot of different things that we're going to be talking about, and when you do something like a mooring field, you know, you have to talk to the Army Corps, but you also have to talk to the Coast Guard, and there's things that are kind of all intertwined. So again, the whole purpose of this is for our informational gathering. I think as we get into the nuts and bolts, you know, we're going to keep coming back to this, and then we're going to say, all right, through this process, does it make sense for us to try to get a little more information on the legal implications of that, or do, as we're developing the strategy, is one of the strategies to get more information on the legal ramifications of some of these things? So
with Ken's point in mind and with your suggestions and Ed's comments, would it be helpful to you to set up an appointment with the city attorney for an hour or two to talk through where city jurisdiction begins and ends from her perspective and, you know, what options are and aren't? I don't know if you've got other resources that you'd rather use, but if that would be helpful to you, we could set that up.
Absolutely. I think if the committee wants to have sort of a, not a legal brief, but a summary of what our responsibility, our options, and our
jurisdictions could be,
I think that would be a worthwhile endeavor.
Some of that you can gather by looking at what other towns have done and have taken. You know, we're not working in a vacuum. There are towns like Camden and Belfast that already have marine construction ordinances that you know, they've stretched the limits of what's available.
Yeah, I mentioned this earlier, but again, one of the next steps is looking at what other communities are doing. And I think that this is both from the water side and the land side. So, you know, I think John, your CEO, has already done a really good job working with DEP to try to figure out how to make the mandatory shoreland zoning standards work with Rockland's existing development conditions, because sometimes, you know, it's like putting a round ball in a square pole or whatever that analogy is. But so it's sort of massaging that. But then there's the water side implications of where your legal jurisdiction is. I think that's probably where we're going to spend most of our time.
You know, I have a question. Maybe Ed could answer this. I know in New Hampshire, for instance, there's a municipal association that towns and cities are all members of.
There is in Maine. Yeah.
There is. And I know in New Hampshire it's a really good resource for questions like this. Sometimes they've already, and especially like with coastal communities, they've already gone through the work, let's say, of figuring out a city and a town's jurisdiction and how it might relate to fed and state, and if there's any overlap. I'm just wondering if there might be some information we can get from them.
Is the city a member of the Maine Municipal Association?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be a good resource for that. Mm-hmm. Can I ask for something? It's a little out of the ordinary, but there's a good reason for it. Is I'm going to suggest, and we'll see if it works, we'll see whether you're interested, a straw vote from time to time during this kind of process is really good at getting a sense of the people around the table. It doesn't fix anything or decide anything. But sometimes a straw vote can be used to figure out whether there's something that we really want to be spending more time on. And then to say so, to say that that's how we feel. And if I were to suggest that we had a straw vote right now on whether we seriously want to pursue the idea, in other words, look further into the idea of a marine construction ordinance. It's just something that's come up again and again and again through this process. I wonder do you feel that you have an opinion about it enough to say we want to go further with this, or are you just puzzled by it to the point where you wouldn't know how to vote? And a straw vote really is not a binding thing in any way. It doesn't commit us to anything. But sometimes it's good to put a marker down as we move through this process and say, that's something that we really did feel about. What do people think about doing that right now?
I think it's too soon.
personally. So, let me just try to...
I don't know what you think it's too soon for, though.
Because I don't think we have enough information to know.
To know what?
Whether or not we need such an ordinance.
No. See, that's what I'm trying to describe. A straw vote says we're interested in pursuing this idea further. A straw vote isn't a decision of this committee to say this is what's going to be in the plan.
I understand that, but I guess I didn't express it well enough.
Yeah.
I don't know yet whether I think we should.
Okay, so you could abstain from that if you wanted. But what would anybody else say? Is there enough interest in taking the sense of the room on that?
Can I maybe rephrase the question a little bit?
Sure.
It seems like rather than having a vote on something, the question might be, as part of the research that we're doing now, what would a construction ordinance look like? So we could come back to, with some examples of, you know, these are the kinds of things that are captured in the marine construction. And that relates very much to what we're going to do anyway with what other communities might be doing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's sort of already...
Would you want to pitch that out in a way that people can say, yes, I'm for that,
so,
or no, I'm not?
As part of our next step in the research, does it make sense for me to kind of provide an outline of what a marine construction ordinance, what type of things the marine construction ordinance might entail?
In other communities.
So we're just sort of framing it
up.
These are the kinds
of things. That's about the level I'm trying to get at, really.
And then I think the other, the benefit of doing that in sort of the broad terms is we could go back to the matrix and say, all right, have we already addressed this or not? Boom, boom, boom. So they're pretty standard sort of framework to a lot of ordinances. So,
so would it be fair to say, are you interested in pursuing this question to see if get a bit more information about this particular question? Would that be a fair question? The question of having a marine construction ordinance?
I think it's just sort of a look around the room. Mm-hmm. It's validation.
Speaking for myself, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's an important element of
what
we're looking at. And I'd like to know more about what that kind of an ordinance, what it deals with.
Yeah.
You know, what its scope is. Because I don't know, but I'd like to.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, I already made a note to myself to look at Camden and Rockport's websites to see if I can see what they have.
Yeah.
Because I think that is an important question.
Callie, would you? How do you feel about it? I know you said that you think that... I'm not sure that we were getting at what you were saying too soon.
There's so much information that Noel is trying to present to us that maybe this is further down.
But sometimes when a committee comes up with something that it feels connected to...
I think you feel very connected. I'm not sure how anybody else feels.
Well, we've just heard from two people that would like to hear more about this.
I don't see any problem with it.
Okay.
Okay. You know, it's just for me, I think it's kind of premature, but I don't see any reason why I can't do it.
I personally could easily see this, the Marine Construction Ordinance, as a recommendation to the council from...
That's all it would be. That's all it would ever be.
And yes, but I could see it being a recommendation in that regard. I would like to have more information about it.
Okay.
I'm going to pursue it on my own.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure right this second how much more you want to accomplish tonight.
Well, what I'm doing, we're not going to accomplish it tonight, but what we're saying is that, and so far I've had no no's, is that this is something that we feel is important enough for our city's harbor that we want to know more about it. That's all we've really been really asking anybody.
Would it be helpful to think about it in terms of fact-finding? What do you think you need to know in order to make a decision down the road about whether you think you need one and what it should look
like? Yeah, that's what we're asking.
And one of the things you might need to know is, one, what your jurisdiction is today and whether we, as a city, fully take advantage of everywhere where the city could have jurisdiction. So that's not a should or shouldn't, it's do we.
Yep.
And then, you know, is the other piece of that, how do some other communities deal with this sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
What do theirs look like functionally? How does that compare with what Rockland does?
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's not yet a should or shouldn't, but it maybe helps you if you think about...
What we're doing really is issuing a call for information.
Right. Yeah.
So
the
way I would...
So can we just go finish that around the table?
Sure.
John, while you're still with us?
I am interested in calling for more information. I think that's where we are.
Bella?
Yep.
I know you're not a voting member,
let me add one point here. The reason some people are on this committee, well, the reason we formed this committee, is because there are a number of things going on in the harbor that we don't have enough background information on, enough control over. And one of the senses is there's this project being proposed over in the middle of the harbor, the yachting solutions proposal. And there was a sense from a lot of the people in the community that they had no say in whether this was going ahead or not, that it was being handed entirely over to the state and the federal government, and that the town had no sense of how do we stop it, or how do we influence it, how do we control it, how do we make it something that improves public access rather than impedes public access. So I think some people see this marine construction, potentially marine construction ordinance, as something that gives the town some say as to whether we think it's a good project or not. So it alleviates some of the helplessness that we feel. So I think there are some people who see it in that way, taking some of the jurisdiction that we already have and using it. So I think that's why we want to see what it can give us in the future. Is something like that really going to make a difference? Or is it just going to be a rubber stamp for what the state does anyway?
And I think what you're saying and what we need to remind ourselves is that this committee may feel like a bureaucratic committee exercise. The roots of the creation of this committee are quite political.
So
they're quite political. And what Ed just outlined is one of the reasons why we're sitting here tonight, because of that particular concern that was raised in the community.
Specifically about yachting solutions?
For some people, yeah.
For some people. Yeah. And I know there are all kinds of reasons why that wasn't necessarily something that's really, really, really going to happen. But what it did was it rang a little bell in the town. And the political process that we adhere to in the city sat up, paid attention, and at least at that moment decided to act. And we are what it created in order to act. Now, obviously, we're only an interim process. We're the informational filter through which a lot of this is going to be coming. But in the end, unless the city completely loses its focus and city councils come and go and change, you know, unless it does change its mind at the end and decides to shelve this whole project, which is not unheard of in municipal government, there will be a political consequence, a result, which is exactly what the city council was looking for. And I, for one, if it's got reached my turn now, is to say, I think we need more information about this particular thing, because it is essentially at the root of why this committee was created. It's not the only, and it's not the entire or the whole root, but it's definitely part of it.
Well, it certainly seems like a large gap to not have any influence over things.
And it is the issue that was identified by the public as of great concern to the city. So our fellow townspeople felt this was what brought them to this room in large numbers to confront our political leaders. And I feel comfortable in at least having this sense of the meeting so far that we really would. I don't know whether you feel you've enough information to pick into this. It's your first meeting, but there's no reason you can't speak.
Yeah. I've been following along, and I do think that getting more information on this type of ordinance is important. I think that we are spending a bit of time on talking about whether we want to do this or not. I think we all agree that we want more information, and we can definitely pass that off to the people who can get us there.
Okay. So I think for a straw vote, we'd like you to hear that what we've said is we really want to know more about this subject.
Sure.
And I know it's exactly up your alley to find out about all this stuff, and you know exactly how to do it. And you and the Harbour Master and Julie, and, you know, we're asking for more information because we suspect that this is something that people care about.
Yep.
And that's really all there is to it right now.
Would it be helpful to, at a level up, ask the question of what are the different ways that, you know, what's the city's jurisdiction today and what are the different ways other municipalities go about influencing what happens in their harbors?
There's almost no end to the
information. This might be one option.
Yeah.
I don't know if there are other options, and it's kind of baseline for just a couple of harbors that might be relevant.
Yeah.
comparable to ours.
That's sort of getting back to my earlier comment of, you know, what I hear you saying is we're adding to the data for regulatory understanding. So what are other ways that we can deal with? What are our jurisdictions? Are there other things that we want to consider as we're going into this, these larger discussions? It's pretty straightforward stuff. So I think we can add to it for sure.
There is a state law, MRSA Title 38, Section 3001, called Ordinance Authority and Limitations.
Yep.
Which might be a relevant thing for people to look at.
Yeah,
We just got a heads up that he needs a microphone.
Yeah, so for people on TV, he was just talking about a state rule that deals with ordinances. What regulatory authority municipalities have to have ordinances? So
yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
This would be part and parcel. Just our request to you to explore this.
And I think what I would just say is, you know, our job is to kind of take a broad look at where things are. From a regulatory perspective, and create the understanding that, you know, here are the areas where we're weak, and here are the areas where we're strong, and these are the recommendations that we're going to have moving forward in terms of strengthening that net. You know, let's if there's holes in the net, we need to mend the net.
Yeah.
Or if there's things that aren't necessarily addressed that we might have the opportunity to address, those are parts of the conversation that we're going to pull out later on. So where we are right now, this builds right on it, is to say these are what other municipalities do in terms of that net. It's just like maybe it's a different knot, but we just want to get that information out there. So I think we can move on from there.
Great.
All right. So it's 7:30. Happy to talk about regulations for the rest of the night, but I think one other thing that I really wanted to get out of this evening was some discussion on the marine economy and the working waterfront. So, looking around the room, I just want to move on from the regulatory stuff. Yes, that's all right. Good. All right. So take this home. If you have any other things, one question I would have next time around, aside from the stuff that I'm going to bring back, is: Are there other questions that you might have that come with this? You know, what about this? What about that kind of project? What about this regulation? You can kind of stew on that at the next time. All right.